Hey, this is Tom McGivern, and this is the Long Island Housing Podcast, where we give housing market information, tips, and advice to Long Island homeowners and home buyers. Welcome to episode 35 of the Long Island Housing Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Tom McGivern. Today, I wanted to do a special kind of edition for the podcast. I just did an episode the other day and released it. I released my podcast, or tried to release them, on Wednesdays at 6:30. But I wanted to do this one on June 18th, just to catch people up on what's going on in the housing market. So I'm also recording this live on Facebook. So I got a couple of different things going on here. Anyways, if this is the first time listening to this podcast, again, my name is Tom McGivern. I'm a licensed real estate agent. And my partner, Colleen Davis, and I, we're with a company called Villa Homes. We're in 27 states. And we have been doing this with combined experience 19 years. And we're more than glad to help you out if you have any questions or want to list and sell your house, make a move. I just recently did a webinar on relocation. And that will be on my website at tommcgivern.com/mywebinars or my webinar. You can get resources there. This is what I do. I basically provide content, and in that content, I provide value for buyers or sellers. And in the description on the Facebook link, you can get some information on how you can save a commission, and also how to buy smarter in this real estate market. So, and that's on my website, tommcgivern.com. Okay, so I want to do a recap and get people up to speed on where we were in the housing market. I'm going to do a lot of numbers here today because just want to keep people informed on what exactly is going on. So we're going to talk about the rate of sales today as we get into it. But first, I want to recap. I did the webinar on the 12th. So I'm just going to go over those stats because I pulled them real quick. For the last 30 days on the multiple listing. And again, that's what I do here on the Long Island Housing Podcast. I'm looking to expand into different areas. Oh my God, I didn't have my earbuds in. I'm looking to expand on the into other areas. So I'm going to be getting some guests on the podcast, and I'm calling it the Long Island Housing Podcast, Housing Matters. And that's basically the new kind of addition of what I'm going to be doing here as a real estate agent, just making connections, featuring businesses and other local people on Long Island that have something to say. So hopefully can grow into that. Today is about this housing. So stats from June 12th, and this is going to show you kind of the speed of how the market's changing quickly. The in Suffolk County, as of June 12th, in the last 30 days, there were 1,393 new listings. 1,125 of those houses, or of houses in the 30 days, 1,125 went to contract. In Nassau County, 1,223 new listings, 692 contracts in those 30 days prior to June 12th. So from May 12th to June 12th, you had that many listings and contracts in those two counties. At that time, right before that, on June 2nd, I did, again, quickly, I don't want to bore you with statistics, but there were 4,796 houses for sale in Suffolk. There was 4,150 homes in Nassau. However, the keys to those stats were that contracts were down 62%, and in Nassau County, 68%. The number of homes contracted were down almost 70%, okay? And, obviously, that was during coronavirus, all right? So I want to just note those kind of recapping those stats. Now, for today, as of today, in the last 30 days, there's been 1,321 houses in Suffolk County that went to contract, 808 in Nassau County, and 178 in Queens. So I'm throwing Queens in here. Queens is down 79% in terms of the contracts, almost 80% reduction in contracts. Again, post-pandemic. We've been open since June 10th. It's only 8 days, but we're still in the hangover phase of what we just went through in the pandemic. We weren't shut down in the pandemic entirely. We were doing virtual showings. Now we're open and we can do showings. We have to have masks. We have to have, PPEs, gloves, cleaning material, things like that. There's also disclosures that you need to sign as a buyer and a seller. So there's a lot going on, but we weren't shut down, but we were, definitely stalled. Now, in the last 30 days from June 18th, this is today, 1,551 houses have gone up for sale. All right. So that since last week, that is a jump of about 200 houses. More houses have listed in the last week. In Nassau County, 1,441. So again, another 200 plus houses listed. And in Queens, there were 630 houses that listed in the last 30 days. So the total listings right now, Suffolk County, that are available is 4,884 in Suffolk, 4,456 in Nassau, and 2,846 in Queens. Queens always has less inventory. Suffolk County, that's a 22% drop in a year-over-year inventory. In Nassau County, it's almost 25%, 24% change. And then in Queens, it's 17% decrease in inventory. Now, again, I want to put this in context. This is spring. This is the spring market. This is like normally we have more listings go up and contracts are going up because it's, quote unquote, the best time of the year to sell. And it is. Best time meaning the most homes go into contract in May and June. And that's been carrying over into July the last year or two. July's been active. So let's keep going here. Now, what I want to do is I said, hey, give me the last 2 weeks. What are the new listings, the number of new listings in the last 2 weeks with a listing date of 2 weeks from today? In Suffolk County, there's 958, Nassau, 894, Queens, 359. Now, how many of those houses, how many houses are in contract in the last 2 weeks? 699 in Suffolk, 455 in Nassau, and 101 in Queens. Stick with me here. So the rate of sales, that's not exactly reflected in these numbers, because what I wanted to do is I wanted to show you, like, when a home lists and then if that same home sells. So I said, you know what has listed in the last 30 days? Okay, we know that's 1,551 homes have listed, right? But in the last 30 days, what homes have listed in that time and gone to contract? And how long of average on days on market is it? So now they've listed and those same homes went to contract. Because we can have listings in a time frame and then contracts, but those contracts could be from homes that were listed prior, right, to that date. So if they all listed on June 1st, these same homes went into contract. So 242 homes have gone into contract in the last 30 days, the same homes that listed only 30 days ago. That's 13 days on the market, an average of 13 days. 16% of new listings in contract in the last 13, they sold within 13 days. 16%. So not every house sells within days, but what we are seeing is that if it's priced correctly, if it has enhancements, okay, and enhancements meaning the home shows well. It doesn't have to have a brand new kitchen. It doesn't have brand new bathrooms, anything else. It has to show well, has to be enhanced, meaning you took some time to go through the house and correct problems, right? Problem areas. Like, you want your house to look like Raymore Flanigan showroom. Doesn't need to have the kitchen from 2020. It could have a kitchen that's dated, but as long as it looks aesthetically nice and clean in photos, and then when the people show up, it's the same way. That's important. If your house is like that and it's priced right, you're looking at 13 days or less for selling your house. Okay, the normal average days on market still to this day is around 70 days. It takes about 70 days to sell a house. But if yours is one of the houses where you're like, hey, Tommy, I want to sell, right? And you're interviewing agents, and now these agents are coming in and they're giving you a price, and you need to ask, hey, how long is it going to take for me to get my house into contract at that price? If they can't answer that question, or they kind of dance around it, then you might want to get a second opinion, because you need to know that. Because if your timeline is, hey, I want to sell right away, and they're saying there, oh, I can do that, and this is the price, and then they're going to turn around and tell you, you know, it's 5%. Listen, any agent can prove their own value. I'm not here to say that nobody's not worth their commission. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is, if your house is going to sell within 13 days, why would you pay 5% commission or 4% commission or 6% commission? That is where it gets a little funny. I've been doing a lot of content on my other Facebook page on fb.me/Thomas McGivern. I have a lot of stuff on this particular topic, because part of earning a commission is servicing a listing. So if it takes 70 days to sell it and then another two months to close, that's a long time to keep up and keep in touch with people. That's how you earn your commission. You also advertise the property, right? But if I'm listing it on a Monday and it's going to contract within 13 days, I didn't do too much advertising. I'm not really servicing the listing pre-contract, before it gets into contract. So why would I turn around and charge that much money? So in this description of this podcast, you're going to see TomMcGivern.com/sell and save. Go there, check that out, check the website out. I go over what we offer as a company and how we can help you save on that commission. If you're one of these 16% of houses that sell, right? Again, 30 days, 242 homes went to contract. Average days on market's 13 days. And that represents 16% of the overall houses that listed in that same time frame. So the houses listed in 30 days, and 242 of those houses went to contract within 13 days, average. That makes up 16%. A little bit over 1 in 10. Almost 2 out of 10 houses are selling within 13 days. If your home has enhancements, you're pricing it to sell, and I'm going to give you the options. That's the key. You want options. Hey, I don't want my house to sell in 2 weeks. I'd like to be on the market, get, you know, some good buyers, get some good traction, multiple offers over a time period, right? But if it's selling that day, you listed on Monday and you have offers that day, that's an indication that the home is underpriced, which is a great marketing strategy. Don't get me wrong, but it may not be the right strategy all the time. And then to slap a 5% commission on it, that makes no sense to me. That doesn't make any sense. And on a $400,000 house, 5% is $20,000. I got to earn that $20,000. And I'm not saying an agent who's doing that isn't earning it. But all I know is that their expenses are way down because your home is selling in, you know, a couple of days. They don't have to advertise your house, quote unquote. On my other podcast, I talk about what is advertising in the digital age. I run two podcasts. One is a consumer podcast, the Long Island Housing Podcast, and the other is an agent podcast that I reach out to other real estate agents trying to be a referral source in the New York State area, knowing that people are going to be relocating, and always are, but maybe now more so than in the past, people are going to be want out of New York for whatever reasons, right? Coronavirus, et cetera. I want to let other agents know I'm there for them. It's called the Referral Agent Podcast. On that, I talk about what is advertising in the digital age. Maybe you want to listen to that, because I shed some light onto what I think advertising, quote unquote, is in the digital age. And I think a lot of, again, nothing, I'm not saying anything specific against any other real estate agent. I'm not like that. I don't want to say that, you know, every agent's worth what they say they are, and what you and them determine is their value. That's great. But a lot of them still, I think, look at advertising as feature, advantage, and benefit, right? That's a method for advertising. Whereas I think it's completely the opposite of what that is. Real advertising is information. Real advertising is personable, relatable, and helpful. That's what the consumer wants. So while we're talking about this stuff here, I want you to know that, you know, TomMcGivern.com/sell and save is a resource. It's not a sales pitch. Okay. It's a resource for you if you're going to be listing your home between now, June 18th and let's say July 30th. Right. Post coronavirus pandemic, we'll enter phase 3 at some point during this time period. We opened on June 10th. We entered phase 2, which is now we can show houses. But in that time frame, I could save you some money. I could save you or a friend that you know some money by just sitting at the table, going over pricing, going over a marketing plan that makes sense, and it doesn't cost you 5 or 6%, okay, or even maybe 4%. If we can agree on that, and I feel comfortable and you feel comfortable, I have a lot of experience. I've sold probably over 300 houses, and I don't say that to brag. I just say that to let you know, hey, I'm experienced. I know what I'm doing. So do other agents. And if they want to charge 5% or 6%, and you want to agree to that, and rather than pay $13,000 for a commission, pay $20,000 for a commission, that's entirely up to you. That's cool. But if you want to save some money, or you want to maybe help a friend save some money on the Facebook video here that you're watching, if somebody watches the whole thing, or on this podcast, share it with a friend. That would be awesome. Okay. I'm going to wrap up the podcast here by saying, if you need to reach me at 631-831-9048, if you're a buyer listening to this podcast, I hope the data makes sense. Again, data on a podcast isn't like great, but as a buyer, you need to know a couple of things. One is contracts are down year over year. That's today. I'm ending with this data here. As of June 18th, right? Contracts are down 44%. That's the number of houses going into contract is still down 44% in Suffolk County. In Nassau County, it's 59%. And in Queens, it's 78.7%. There's opportunity there. However, for a seller and a buyer, you have to know this. I have this for all three counties. Suffolk County, the average sale price is up 12%. In Nassau County, the average sale price is up 13%. And in Queens, the average sale price is only up 2.5%. So something to note. So it's a lot of crazy data. Okay. The speed of the market, right? I'm talking about houses selling in a couple of days, which they are. 16% of new listings sell within 13 days. So as you look at that market, you have to understand that in whatever price point you're looking at, 25% of those houses are already sold. They already have an offer on them or anything else. So when you're calling them, at least 25%. And when you're working with an agent, you want to call me, you can visit tommcgivern.com/ninjas. It's another website that I have. It's a corny name, but it's a good name because it helps you to understand how to navigate the real estate market. But both as a seller and a buyer, when I get a question, hey, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? I say it's both because there's opportunity for both. Average prices are up. Contracts are down. What does that mean for the future? Well, that's the golden question. I don't know. Nobody knows. All we know is if you want to buy a house, you want to put your children into a school district or whatever it is your goals are for buying a house, this is what you're looking at. I'm Tom McGivern. I'm here to get whoever I'm working for the best deal, the most amount of money, or pay the least amount of money, whoever I'm representing. I go over all the forms. I go over all the information in detail, as much as you want, much detail you want, I will give you. That's what I do. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Thanks for watching this on Facebook. And I look forward to hearing you. Feel free. Please go to fb.me/Thomas McGivern. I do put out videos pretty much every single day during the week. And I'm there for you. Tons of content, tons of information. Hopefully it's helping somebody. And if you know somebody who might help, feel free to share it. Thanks for listening. Be well. Be kind. Stay safe. Hey, can't think of a better time to keep track of your home value right now. Head over to TomandColleenSell.com. That's TomandColleenSell.com. Or check out the link tree that's circulating all around on our Facebook and Instagram and other areas. linktr.ee/TomMcGivern. And click on the Long Island Home Reports. They're great. You can check them out. And it'll get emailed to you every single month or every couple of weeks, whatever you want. It's always good to know what's going on. It shows you how many homes have sold in your neighborhood. But be sure when you fill it out and go down and fill out the number of bedrooms that are in your house. It gives a little bit more accurate data. And then just click submit and it'll send you a nice report, all the photos, pictures of all the houses that have sold and sold in your area. Thank you for listening to the Long Island Housing Podcast.